Secondary 2, reading aloud, text 7. The Blue Bead by Nora Burke. The big crocodile fed mostly on fish, but also on deer and monkeys that came to drink, perhaps a duck or two. But sometimes here at the ford, he fed on a pie dog full of parasites or a skeleton cow. And sometimes he went down to the burning ghats and found the half-burned bodies of Indians cast into the stream. Beside him in the shoals, as he lay waiting, glimmered a blue gem. It was not a gem, though. It was sand-worn glass that had been rolling about in the river for a long time. By chance, it was perforated right through, the neck of a bottle perhaps, a blue bead. In the shrill, noisy village above the ford, out of a mud house the same colour as the ground, came a little girl. A thin, starveling child dressed in an earth-coloured rag. She had torn the rag in two to make skirt and sari. Sibia was eating the last of her meal, chupati wrapped round a smear of green chilli and rancid butter, and she divided this also to make it seem more and bit it, showing straight white teeth. With her ebony hair and great eyes, and her skin of oiled brown cream, she was a happy, immature child woman, about 12 years old. Barefoot, of course, and often goosey cold on a winter morning, and born to toil. In all her life, she had never owned anything but a rag. She had never owned even one anna, not a pice, not a pie, even to buy, say, a handful of blown glass beads from that stall in the bazaar where they were piled like stars, or one of the thin glass bangles that the man kept on a stick and you could choose which colour you'd have.